Ladies and gentlemen, we are back again. If you thought we were gone, then you are only partially right. My name's Ben Brewer. In front of me, Michael, how are you?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm great. Of course, it's me, Michael. Good. And to the true north of my soul, you know her, you love her, you want some more of her, you tried so hard, you can't rise above her, but it's Caroline.
Oh my God, I hate to break this to you, but Caroline, she had to run. This, guess what? It's your sister.
Hey.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Michael is your sister. And hey, Ben, you're my old friend. How's it been? How's it been for you, Ben?
Pretty good there. You went off on like kind of like a horse thing there. That was pretty cool, but it was good. How's it been for you?
Well, it's pretty rude of you to criticize.
Well, you just said like, how are you, Ben? And I was like, all right.
Right, but like in normal life, you probably wouldn't point that out to somebody.
Well, this isn't normal life, is it? I mean, normally people don't sit down in front of microphones and, you know, do what it is that we do.
Oh, my God, yeah. I think you might have seen the article, but there's this article that came out and
hey,
said like...
Hey, Caroline, one, or I'm sorry, what was your name again? Caroline's sister?
Yeah, no, I'm Michael's sister.
Michael's sister?
It's my sister.
I'm Michael's sister. My name's Janice.
Janice, okay.
Yeah, named after my grandma, Janice Lee.
Yeah.
Janice Lee.
Related to Annie Oak Lee.
Not Nan.
I'm your sister.
Yeah.
Not Nan. No, Nan, I'm not named after Nana. Nan, for short. Nan, for short. Always called her Nan, never called her Nana, as we always say.
I prefer pita bread.
But.
Over Nan.
You think that's bad?
Remember that time I went hunting with Dick Cheney? I just wanted to say that Michael farted while you were talking, and I don't know if the microphone picked it up.
Well, that's just like my brother to be farting on camera.
So here's
or
like
whatever,
a little,
camera, video, voice call.
Yeah, only super exclusive patrons are watching this right now. We've started allowing them live into the dog pound to watch us record.
How have you been, Ben? You seem a little down. I don't know if that's accurate, but
down.
I didn't know that you knew Ben so well.
Well, Michael, you're my
brother.
Yeah,
that's a good point, Michael.
He's your best friend. I've known him for years.
I know. But I just
Well, we don't talk. You know, we don't we're not alone in a room together often.
Right.
So it's pretty rare.
So how would you know that I sound down?
Do y'all remember that one time that when Ben came over and we had the water slide and then Ben tried to play Harry Potter? And he got the broom and did the slip and slide, but like put the broom in between his legs, like with the sweepy end.
Are you talking about back in like 2009, 2010?
He just farted again.
Yeah,
Michael just farted again.
When we lived in Forest Hill.
Did you just fart?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And wait,
it smells
I'm sorry.
Gross.
I was just making
sure
it
wasn't.
Are
you intelligent enough to be? Are you saying? Because I'm hearing a sound, like a buzzing sound, like there, right there.
Yeah, that's Michael's asshole farting.
Are you being straight up with me right now?
I'm being for real.
He's not being crookedly down.
I don't know how I could possibly hear that.
Well, it's if you have ears, then you would hear it.
That
because
means
it goes wham.
The fart is vibrating on the
I'm sitting on
the mic.
You know the couch that I'm sitting on. You've been here when me and Caroline and Ben have recorded.
Right.
Yeah. And so somehow the air coming from my intestines exiting out of the cavity of my buttocks bounces off of the cloth, like fake suede material, and makes that noise.
You know how you guys know how the FBI can tell if someone's lying oftentimes?
Well,
is when they'll describe a situation in such great detail that it's like you're just describing what any person would imagine doing this activity would entail.
DDoS protest too much.
I'm sure Michael's farting, as everybody says he is.
Yeah, I
don't think that should be a great debate. You know?
Do you remember when I farted in the crib when we were babies?
Oh my God. That's the only thing I know about you is I don't even remember your first word. I remember your first fart.
Damn. Did someone snatch you up out of the cradle or something?
You know, I'm a couple months older than Michael. My mom actually, you know, he was only a six-month long term. He was unique.
That explains a lot. He still is unique.
It took me 9 months to develop like a normal person. Yeah. But Michael, you know, he was 6 months. He was, you know, 3 months early, if you will. And I think that contributed to a lot of his probably, you know, he's got his issues. We won't go into detail about him now. I mean, but he's got several, you know, things that are just straight wrong with him. And that's probably from that. And one of the things that, you know, he always struggled with was being able to walk right.
That's true. He can't walk
that?
Right. Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah, I've seen how he walks. And it ain't right, if you will.
It's really not, you know, it's upsetting to watch him try, really. I've always felt
what was
a lot
name
of mercy.
Again?
Janice.
Janice, you wouldn't understand this, but Michael can. Man, sometimes when the hairs on your, if you're wearing like jeans, I guess, or just.
We're all wearing jeans.
I think I know what you're about to say.
Some of us more wise than exes.
Dude, sometimes like your balls will like stick to your leg hair on your inner thigh.
Oh, okay.
And like if you're sitting the right way, it'll pull your thigh hair a little bit, and that shit hurts so bad.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I thought you were going to say. Not necessarily in the thigh area, but...
It's like up on my lap sometimes, or like... It is in the thigh area, too, necessarily.
Silk underwear, my friend.
You need to count your blessings, because let me tell you something. Shaving your legs...
Okay, Janice.
...is much worse than anything you could ever imagine.
Yeah, I can't imagine, like... So, shaving your balls as a man, like, as a young man, that's a coming-of-age thing.
Did you do that?
I've done that.
How does one do that? I feel like the skin would
I'll tell
always
you this.
Get cut.
Yeah, one time it does always get cut. At least one time for every man, I think you cut your balls with the clippers.
No, but every time you
it's
shave,
terrifying.
I mean.
No, not every time you
if
shave.
If only we had a sponsor, I would mention a way that...
Yeah, wow.
Oh
this is a crazy problem, that everyone has.
God, Ben,
without cutting yourself, but...
Yeah.
Wait a minute, y'all.
What,
I just realized... Well, I don't want... It's kind of explicit. I was just realizing... I won't say it, but I was just realizing that...
Go ahead. Out with it.
Well, what you probably have to do as a man with the balls, because, you know, those who's got them... What you probably do is you pull the skin real tall, you know what I'm saying? And that's how you shave them.
How do you
pull the balls so tight? Yeah, where do you pull from?
I would assume you take your hand and you all your fingers are touching, so
one
you
hand,
just kind of scoop
one
it
hand
up.
Yeah. Has the clippers or the razor.
Scoop the balls.
Well, of course, the right hand has the razor if you're right-handed.
The razor. There's your first mistake.
Yeah, I've never ever put a razor by my balls.
With a razor.
Never in my life.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
never.
So
nor should,
actually,
I don't feel like women should either.
They do be shaving
so
that thing, though, with the razor.
Yeah.
Oh, we do. We do be shaving.
Yeah, men do too. Men shave their balls with razors, but I don't think that
that's fucking
should.
Insane. Yeah, no way. No,
I don't
they
think
don't.
You should shave your face with a razor.
Oh, you guys are so blessed that you don't have to do that. Because,
I don't think
you
should shave
men...
your face with a razor.
No,
razors are outdated. Yeah. Too close to the skin. Well, you're taking layers of skin off. Out with it.
You're taking layers of skin.
But Michael, taking layers of skin is good. It's called exfoliating.
Okay, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, you got to pay those back sometime. Eventually, you got to pay the piper.
Well, anyways, what I was going back to was that Michael, as a baby, he always was farting all the time. And when you say, do I remember you farting in the crib?
Yeah, as a baby.
Always. He asked me if I remembered him farting in the crib. And I'm saying, of course, that's all I remember.
Remember the time I blew out the speaker of mom's baby monitor?
Whoa. With your big fat farts? Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Boy, could I ever forget?
She was so mad because she had it connected to her Sonos.
I don't know what that is.
Blew out Michael? Those speakers, too.
I don't know why Sonos? She did either, what is a Sonos? You also cried. You cried all the time. Sonos are speakers, Ben, and they're nice speakers. And Mama would have it set up where, you know, the baby monitor sounds coming through the Sonos speaker set up throughout the bottom floor. And, anytime Michael would fart or cry, basically blow our eardrums flat out. You know what I'm saying?
It's basically a sound bar in every room.
Huh.
And wherever you go, the music goes, but then it cuts off in the other room that you just were.
I've lived in those old houses before that have had intercom systems, but they never work.
Yeah, it's sort of like that.
I've never been in a house where the intercom worked.
Oh, right. I've been in some houses, too, where the intercom system's just, like, there, and it's very cool and works creepy because it's like not really
not working and like
really. I've been in a school where the intercom system worked.
Me too, bro.
What's the craziest thing y'all ever heard on the intercom?
We need Ben Brewer to report to the office because he's in trouble.
Because he's in trouble.
Michael farted. You might not have heard it.
I hear every fart that's coming through.
Okay. Yeah, Ben is on a leather rolling. And office
I'm,
chair.
I'm still.
I'm on a cloth
in my mind,
couch.
What
it
I
is
think
me
is,
farting.
Yeah, what I think is, it sounds like a phone is vibrating.
I know.
I thought that too. They're really short burst farts.
I don't know how you would think that when you feel it coming out of your butt.
It sounds like you're getting a text message like.
That's Ben farting. This, Ben has been farting this whole time.
You wish.
Honest to God, y'all,
I said to Caroline, I think.
What? I think y'all are fucking with me, and I think that nobody's really farting.
No, we're not fucking with you.
No, we're not
for
fucking
real?
With you.
Yeah, we would never fuck with you.
All right, well, I gotta go. I'm gonna put Caroline on the phone, I guess. Sick. I think she's gonna want to talk to you. All right. Well,
can you say to my left and then introduce her?
Hey.
Oh, hold on, let me go get
hold on. One last thing. Janice.
What? I'm going, what?
How can people...
I'm your sister.
What do you want people to, like, listen to or watch or anything? You have any recommendations?
Oh, my God. Brother, do I? And you are my brother.
I love Hulk Hogan,
yes.
Too. Brother, do I?
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. From sushi. Hell yeah. I fucked your wife.
Yeah, brother.
He's my favorite. But anyways, yeah, so I will got to say this. First of all, you know, White Lotus is a great show. Best show on TV. It's right up there with Succession.
White Lotus.
It's right up there with House of Cards.
Kevin Spacey is canceled, shouty.
Oh, fuck off. He was canceled after that. Nobody knew when he watched the show.
That's a hot take, Janice.
Listen, all
I'm with
saying
you, Jan.
Is,
nobody knew that he watched the show.
He just wanted to eat his barbecue.
Ben, listen to me, Ben.
Okay.
It's not like when I learn something fucked up about somebody that I can just immediately unlike the entertainment they were part of.
When I learned that Drake was a pedophile, I was like, immediately, I was like, boom.
I'm not running through the six with any of my woes anymore.
No more.
So you're telling me you used to really enjoy the music and now the music is not enjoyable?
Yeah, because I saw his text to Millie Bobby Brown, and even if they were out of context.
But you're telling me that affects how your brain processes the sound of music?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, going down on a Monday.
Okay, well, you know,
now
go
it's going
for it
down
if you
on
want,
a Monday.
But okay. I still think House of Cards is a good show. I'm not going to fuck over everybody else in the show and say that it's not good because one bad person was in it. Other people worked real hard.
Janice, we gotta let you go, but real quick, give us your best what's his name from House of Cards?
Andrew Dice Clay.
No.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, what is his character's name that talks like this?
His name is Francis
Peanut Buttermouth.
A la mode Underwood.
Whoa. Really? Are you serious?
Did you just make that up, or if I Google it, will that be a fact?
If you Google it, sir, you will find what you're looking for.
Well, I thought you was going to say Francis Finances, and in that case, I would say, man, get your fuck ass out of this motherfucking record.
Crazy,
we
bitch.
Talk about a fucking record deal.
Francis Finances.
Bitch, we don't want no fucking record deal. Thanks a lot. Janice, we'll see you next time, and
right.
Say bye to the listeners.
Goodbye to the listeners, and also don't forget, Michael, I'm your sister.
She's your sister, man.
I know you are.
It's your sister, Janice.
You'll always be my sister, and I hate fishing, but
Janice,
God damn it, I'll go out there with you on that paddle boat.
Okay.
And I appreciate it every time. All right. Y'all see you guys later.
All right. Bye. Give that galaxy. Bye. Give the galaxy to Caroline.
Hi. Hey. Here you go. Here you go. Oh. Thanks.
And to the north of my soul, you know her. You love her. You want some more of her. You tried so hard. You can't rise above her. It's Caroline.
Hey.
Have you been riding around in your car listening to that song?
I like it. I love it. I want some
dude,
more.
Dude, you just farted again.
I thought that was Spice Girls until y'all so just sang it, and now that's a country song.
You thought
don't
it was the Spice Girls?
About that
yeah, why did
girl
I think that song
loving,
was the Spice Girls?
Like
can we
it
explore this?
I love
I don't know,
it.
Bro.
I want some
I don't
more
know, bro.
Of it.
Tell you what
did
I want.
Did y'all hear
what
me sing that song?
Can you
Michael, did you hear
Caroline?
Something? Yeah, should we unmute Caroline
yeah,
now?
Yeah,
unmute. Oh, okay. Hey, Caroline.
Caroline, can you? Do you know why?
What?
I was thinking that song was the Spice Girls. Can you sing it? Like it's country, right?
Yeah, it's country. It's,
sing
you
a little
probably,
bit.
Because I like
mute,
it.
Mute her.
Mute.
I love it.
Mute. Okay.
Okay. No, okay, but why did I think that? Did the Spice Girls want
because
some more of something ever?
Unmute.
Yes.
Okay.
Probably. It's like, if you want to be my lover.
Mute.
No, it's...
okay.
I'll tell you what I want, but everybody wants. So tell me what you want. Okay. I want to.
If you want to be my lover, you got to be with my friend.
What a weird thing.
It never ends.
If you want to be my lover, you have got to give more. See, more is implied, and that's probably where your brain
I don't
is
think
going.
That's the song that I'm relating it to. Anyway, we can move on.
But no, but here, let me tell you why I think it is.
All right.
Because the British accent and the country accent, nobody, it's like not common knowledge, but they're actually very similar. Like, I like it, right? That's country. I like it. Right?
This sounds like some Yankee bullshit you're on, Caroline.
It's true. Okay, I'm going to sing about the Spice Girls.
I might have just smoked enough CBD to understand what you're saying.
That Delta River 8 is good, Michael. Opens up that mind.
Here's a test. And I don't have to sing it. Michael, you can sing it if you want. But sing it in a British accent. And then I'll sing it in a country. Or vice versa. How would you sing it in a British accent, right?
Go
like
ahead.
Like Spice Girls.
Michael, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try so hard. I can't rise above it.
That's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Now, I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
I don't know what to do about that, Michael.
the wind.
Is that similar?
What are some more Spice Girls songs?
Let's see.
Well, that's not one of them. Let's be clear.
No. I'm saying like the one that we already named was. You were like, I'll tell you what I want, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. If you want to be my lover.
Yeah. What are the
and then
more?
There's. That was really the big one.
All right, I guess I'm going to have to use my millennial pad.
The titular Spice Girls.
Hold on, I can think of one. Hold on.
Yeah.
I can think of one.
Okay,
right
race.
Now.
Race.
I can think of one, but I can't only think race of one part. IPhone. It's like, ha, see, yeah, hi, fun. I mean, I watched the movie. Okay. Like, I mean, I should be able to come up with one.
No, but you can't.
Everybody used to love them. They were scary.
Baby, Ginger, and Sporty.
Spicy.
Posh.
Spicy Spice.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. My headphones came undone.
Oh, no. Stop the show.
Okay.
Wanna be my lover.
If you want to be. Okay.
Say you'll be there.
Nope.
Okay. Next.
Spice up your life.
Nope.
Spice up your life. People everywhere. Spice up your life. Ha, see, yeah. Oh, it's
hot. There's your song. That's your song. There's Stop.
Nope.
From 2009.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
It's crazy because I'm just watching the thumbnail. Like, you know when you click on...
Yeah.
And it's you were singing it and it fit to the video. That was cool.
Wow.
Spice Girls Facebook page. Spice Girls Too Much. Spice Girls Viva Forever. Spice Girls Mama.
Spice Girls Viva La Bam.
You don't have to keep saying Spice Girls every time.
Goodbye. Sorry. Holler. Who do you think you are?
Nothing.
Do you think you are? I'm singing the wrong song, but I think I remember that one.
That's it from a Checkers commercial. An old
Spice
Checkers
Girls,
commercial.
Where are they now? People.com. No. Okay. All right. Of? Obviously, I Mandela affected myself with the
Spice
Girls.
Dude, you just Mansplaina affected
us
with the Spice Girls.
Mansplaina.
So, Caroline, how's New York? How's everything going? Have you recently been doing great things and stuff?
I've recently been doing great things and stuff, yes. What did I do?
Have you seen any jet skis in New York?
You know, as a matter of fact, I have.
Where?
Absolutely. Weird. So I live right by
how'd
the
you
Hudson
know that,
River.
Michael?
I don't know.
I talked to Caroline because she's a friend of the podcast and a friend of my soul. Okay. Like I said, True North. But because I just wouldn't imagine. I was like, what is the least thing that you would see in New York? And immediately my mind went to jet ski.
Well, check it out.
Yeah, I live right. That's why I live in such a cute spot. That's why the spot I live is so cute. Is because
it's so cute.
It's right by the Hudson River. There's piers like that you can go out on, and like they're basically like fucking lawns. Like it's really cool. And
you have grass on your balcony. Yeah.
Not on the balcony, on the pier. Like, you know how you have the waterfront.
You have
like
grass on the pier?
Is it a grass pier or is it AstroTurf?
The pier is not just like a wooden pier that you normally think of. It's like full on cement with a wooden, at the very end of it, there's wood. And there's like fencing around it, like, you know, just like waist level, not like high up. And it's just like a whole structure. It's not just like a rickety pier. It's
but
like
what water is it pointing towards?
I've said this a million times,
Hudson. Okay, what is the Hudson like?
The River Hudson.
What is it connected to? Like, where does it point towards if you like shot across the globe?
Where does the Hudson?
The Pacific,
where does it point towards if
like
you shot across?
Which ocean?
The Atlantic Ocean, I think.
It runs north to south.
Bad.
It doesn't
from
point
to the Atlantic
York.
Ocean.
It points to Canada and the Gulf of Mexico, but it lets out
ocean.
Into the Atlantic.
Okay, sorry for asking.
Yeah, you should be fucking sorry for asking. That's the river George Washington them crossed over there for our freedoms.
I just wanted to know a little bit more about the river.
Well, good for
you. The Atlantic
ye.
Is cool. It's huge. You know what? You know what's
It's not
all
cool.
The oceans,
it's
all
just
the oceans
huge.
Are huge.
Dude, the
all
worst the ocean? Worst ocean? Indian Ocean. I'm going to say it.
Okay.
That's my least favorite ocean, and that's the most likely.
Why?
Because if you are a cargo ship, that's your most likely spot that you're about to get fucking I am the captain now'd by some pirates.
Also, if you're a transformer,
yeah,
I see.
They fucking hate transformers in the Indian Ocean as well.
If you're a transformer that transforms from a car into a boat when it hits water and a caveman sees you, you know what it says?
What?
Cargo boat.
Okay. Stop right.
So, as you were saying.
Oh, yeah. So, I've been seeing people riding some jet skis sometimes and sailboats.
Are they good at it?
I mean, are jet skiers ever good at it?
Yeah, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
What's the difference between a jet ski and a wave runner?
One you're standing up and one you're sitting down.
Are you for real, Ben? I don't think there's a difference. I feel like
there is. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's the difference.
The one you're
a wave runner.
I've never seen a wave runner then.
A wave runner is one that you stand up on. It looks like a scooter.
Well, how come nobody rides those?
They do. And they fucking do backflips on them and shit. And they are dangerous. People ride
them. They're probably like the three-wheeler.
Yeah,
of
look
the
it up.
So they're like,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
they're
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah,
Segway.
Hey,
no.
Hey, Caroline. Hey. Look it up. Look it up. Look up a wave runner. Huh? Just
oh
look
my
up.
God. Can I just ask a question?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Are they like the Segways of the sea?
Yeah, kinda. It looks like what's it called? Damn it, I have one right next to me. Michael, what's that thing that you walk on called right here? Outside the window?
Floor.
No,
porch.
No, the exercise machine that's outside the door over there.
Treadmill?
Yes, it looks like a treadmill kind of setup. Only tighter. Like skinny.
And split
like
in half for
lighter,
your feet.
Kinda.
Wait, what looks like that?
A wave runner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's my guess, is it's a wave runner is the one that you stand up on.
All right, I'm looking it up.
But I'm pretty sure that's the difference that they're distinguishing by.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, fuck it.
And it looks like
I've never ridden either, by the way.
Mm-mm. Let me tell you what I'm seeing. It looks just like a jet ski. There is no difference between a wave runner and a jet ski.
Okay.
You get that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good.
Cool, man. So what's your thoughts on the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan?
Just mute her.
Mute.
Michael.
What's up, Michael?
No, she was right.
Why are you so
rude? I hate when she's right.
You hate when she's right?
Yeah.
What did I do that was right?
Can she? I know that we can't hear her, but I wonder if she can hear us right now.
Doubt it.
Huh.
Hey, Caroline, if you can hear us, sorry.
Can you hear me?
No.
Oh, shit. Unmute.
Unmute. The main difference between a jet ski and a wave runner is the driving position.
Ooh.
A jet ski offers a more adventurous position than a wave runner. That's because, unlike the wave runner, you'll most likely be standing up while piloting a jet ski.
Oh,
a wave runner,
okay.
Meanwhile,
back,
allows you to
back,
sit down
back.
During.
I had it backwards.
Rewind.
Your
I
had it backwards.
Ride.
I had it backwards.
Rewind. 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I had it backwards.
Play.
Unmute.
Play.
The main difference between a jet ski and a wave runner is the driving position. A jet ski offers a more adventurous position than a wave runner. That's because, unlike the wave runner, you'll most unlikely. rewind. Unmute.
A more unmute. Adventurous position.
Ben farted. The main difference between a jet ski and a wave runner. Is the driving position. A jet ski offers a more adventurous position than a wave runner. That's because, unlike the wave runner, you'll most likely be standing up while piloting a jet ski. A wave runner, meanwhile, allows you to sit down during your entire ride.
I feel like they all can sit down just fine on jet skis and wave runners.
I don't think so, Caroline.
That's sort of like saying you can surf on a pony.
Yeah, I've seen ones where you kind of got to stand up on it.
You kind of got to stand up.
I've never seen ones where you have to kind of stand up.
Well, look it up. No. Look up standing up on a jet ski.
Maybe you're uncultured.
Maybe. Maybe I'm the one who is
a schizophrenic psycho.
Ben had it right. Caroline wrong.
Ding 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 ding. I'd like to thank God. Like, I'd like to thank my mother.
Oh my God.
Oh my mother.
Oh my boss.
Dude.
All right, I was thinking about something. What are some habits y'all do when you pee?
When I pee?
Oh my God, I love this question.
I stared, and this is not a joke. I'm being completely serious here. I stared directly into the wall that's in front of my face. And if there's a mirror there, then that's cool.
Of course you do.
But
you
usually
punish yourself.
Usually there's not a mirror and I'm just staring blankly one central dot.
It is so crazy that you said that.
I gotta focus my vision in one spot.
It is. And Caroline, I wanna get to your answer. Don't let us forget, but I have to tell Ben this.
Okay.
For some reason last night I thought about what my old boss said. I used to work at rhymes with fan Haitian.
Did you hear that, Caroline?
Yes, I hear it every time.
Somebody got good a text God. Message. But anyway, I used to work at Fan Nation Plan Creek.
Okay,
Mallory.
Yeah, sure.
And
Yeah.
And the boss was like, so it was the boss and his partner, and his partner decorated one bathroom and he decorated the other one. And
the boss was your
with Bunkle.
Yeah, no, that was that was the rhymes with Hanager. But
okay, so same person.
The owners were these two awesome people that owned it. Oh. And one of them designed one bathroom, like, you know, decorated one bathroom. One of them decorated the other. And
oh, that's fair.
The
very fair, the democratic workplace.
The bathroom on the left had a mirror in front, like, or behind the toilet, or in front of it if you're a guy peeing. So you would like be looking at yourself peeing, and
yeah. That's what I like. If there's a mirror, that's good.
I never noticed it until the guy who didn't design that room was like, you know, rhymes with Hank decorated that bathroom and he put that mirror there. And I just don't think that you should have to look at yourself while you're peeing.
Bullshit, dude. I like to stare deeply into my own eyes while I piss.
I think that,
real talk, that's the best piss you can take is like looking back into your own soul.
But so let's get to this.
Well, it's killing two birds with one stone. Cause like when you go to the bathroom, typically you check yourself in the mirror.
Well, you still have to wash your hands. I'll cut you off there.
Yeah.
Sure, but and you don't have to look in the mirror while you wash your hands.
Before you piss, you should wash your hands.
Have you ever washed your hands and there wasn't a mirror?
I like to look at my hands when I wash my hands.
That always feels like you're in a horror movie if you wash your hands and there's no mirror.
I can't remember a time that I have.
At Dollar General bathrooms.
I mean,
sometimes I'll do it twice. Yeah, sometimes I'll do it when I go in and when I come out.
Yeah. If I'm at work at my second job making pizzas, I will wash my hands because I don't wear gloves, so it's just like a bunch of caked up like cheese.
Ugh, dude,
sausage,
you are a nasty.
No,
fuck.
I'm nasty because I wash my hands before I touch my pee-pee.
No, you're nasty because you don't wear gloves.
Yeah, while you make pizzas, you fucking asshole.
No, you
can't.
It's
COVID.
You cannot.
Have you ever heard of COVID?
Yeah,
but 19, no, you grandma hater.
You wash your hands because there's a sink right by the food station. And then,
nah, dude, okay. you want to kill grandmothers.
You don't touch other shit while you're doing that shit.
You fucking hate old people, don't you?
Listen, man, you cannot wear gloves because the pepperonis are so
greasy.
You can't
wear gloves.
And also, like, the pans that you have to grab.
You have to learn.
The pans are stacked on top of each other, and they, like, slide into each other.
You can't wear gloves.
They are thick-ass metal, and
you can't wear gloves.
They are flaky, so, like, they will cut the
dude,
gloves.
Dude, I have worked at Bungry Bowie's before.
I'm telling you, man, you cannot...
Well, here, it's probably better to work with cut up gloves than no gloves.
Yeah, at all, because COVID, have you ever heard of that shit? It's the most contagious disease ever.
I know.
No, because just like anything.
It's got a death rate of fucking 135%.
That's more than 100.
Yeah, exactly. Think about that.
Ben, don't be silly. Are you like actually...
Oh my God.
Like...
I'm not even gonna... What? I'm not gonna answer that. Let's move on. Let's move along.
I just don't know if you're making fun of it or if you're being for real.
I don't know, Caroline. You want me to be real with you? I guess it's been a while since we've recorded anything.
Yeah, I miss you.
I'm really tired of like... I guess I'm not tired of it because I keep looking at it, but like,
yeah,
people are saying some like dumb shit out there, on both ends, admittedly, of the debate about, the inoculations of, from COVID. And, okay. But people are being really fucking like visceral and like,
I just got a message.
Fuck you.
Gosh,
if,
Michael.
They're like, fuck you if you don't, if you don't want it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's right. The wrong way to get anybody to trust your medicine or whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's really people obnoxious.
Seems like you're avoiding the question of like, are you joking about whether you should get the vaccine or not?
No, I'm not joking. Not you should do whatever your doctor says. If you have a doctor, you should ask them.
Again, seems like you're avoiding the question. Oh, do you think that you should get the vaccine or not?
That's not the question, Michael.
That's what Michael wants to know. That's the burning question inside Michael's mind. Should I get this or
not? The question is, look, the reality is that most of us have gotten vaccinated. And it's a lot of people and they're fine. So it's probably fucking fine. But
most of us have. Some of us haven't.
But to your point, exactly. People should just be using positive encouragement and not like you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Rhetoric, like it's stupid. It's just not smart. Like, it's not how you get people on your side.
Yeah, and it's a lot of straw. No, but listen,
this girl I work with rhymes with Bethany, sort of.
Fucking name Bethany.
She's like one of my favorite people I work with. Like, she's so cool, so cute.
Okay, nice. Here's the negative sandwich coming.
No, but that's not the thing. It's like I don't have any negative thing about her. My okay. point is, we're in New York, and it's just crazy. She doesn't want to get vaccinated. Or maybe she says she will.
She's going to have to, though, to like live life, right?
Weird flex, well, but okay.
People are mad at her.
At your work?
Because,
are they talking like crazy shit?
No, but like...
Here's my question. Girl, how do you get a rhymes with Jake Max clean?
A what?
What?
How do you get a rhymes with Drake Pax mean?
Fake vaccine.
Why do you want to? You don't want to fake. You want what? Just.
Who? What?
You don't have to have it. Nobody's asking you for it. Has anyone been asked for that yet? Unless they're at work?
Is that what
they
I
are
ask?
Here.
That's what I ask of you now.
Yeah, in Mobile, they're not.
To get into comedy shows and like. Concerts, like anything that's indoor, yeah. Everything else, no. But like, even though they said restaurants are supposed to be check-in, they're not. Like their side, they'll have signs up that be like, "You have to be vaccinated."
Yeah.
But they won't actually check to make sure. They just don't care.
Again,
what are the numbers looking like up there? Is everything down significantly and the pandemic's over for y'all?
No way to get a make max.
I'm
clean.
Ashamed to say, I don't even know what the numbers are. I just know. It's not crazy up here. It's like pretty chill.
Huh.
Because everyone's vaccinated as fuck.
So
but
like
for real, I mean that's the truth. That's New York got vaccinated really quick because they had such a bad experience during COVID. Like so many people died because of how it's structured here.
Are you chewing gum?
Chocolate chips.
You're chewing chocolate chips?
Yeah. Sorry.
What brand?
They were called Trader Joe's.
Nice.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I've never been to one.
What is it? Have you, did I already ask you, like, have you had any of the Trader Joe's, like, where they changed the name?
You mean I don't know what you're talking about.
Like they have Trader Joe, like you know the those like six packs of burritos that like we used to get back in the day that are basically the ramen noodles of burritos where they're like $2 for like six burritos in the purple and orange like plastic
wrap. Like Hot Pockets?
No, they're actual burritos. They're like fucking. Y'all know the like cheap ass burritos that come in like a six pack.
I never bought.
Anyway, like that, Trader Joe's has their own brand, and it's called Trader Jose's, and so it's like right next to those. It's sort of like Walmart.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's sort of like Walmart has like good value or great value stuff. Trader Joe's does that, except the name of every, like they'll have fake pasta or like off brand pasta, but it's Trader. I don't know what the Italian.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Doughboys called them out, but still rated them because apparently Trader Joe's is cool. They wear Hawaiian shirts and shit, I think, right?
No. And the only thing I know about Trader Joe's is.
Yeah, Michael, you know nothing. Look up
Trader Joe's alternate names. I hate to bring Doughboys into it, but Michael's back, baby.
I hate it too.
Oh, here it is, bruh. Okay. After an online petition denounced the company's use of labels such as Arabian Joe's, Trader's Giotto's, and that's the Italian one, Trader Giotto's,
yeah,
and Trader Joe's San.
Arabian Joe.
As a racist because it, quote, oh my God, I can't say this word. Oh my God!
You're a speech pathologist.
Exoticizes. Sorry, it's the first time I've ever read this word. It exoticizes other cultures. Like
it makes it exotic.
Yeah. Trader Joe's announced that it would keep names that it felt still resonated with customers.
Hell yeah, dude!
Trader Joe's is like, yeah, no, we're good.
Do they have like Aunt Jemima?
Shit. I mean, that could be...
Yeah.
No, never mind. I was going to say...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, I thought the same thing, Michael.
What'd you think?
Probably not.
That's more improv for humans could do that, but I'm good on that.
What did you think? I want to hear
it. I was going to say, like, I have an idea for a scene, but then I shut my brain down as soon as that idea got started up. Smart. Because, like, the third white thought guilt that I had... Because
it was going to be, like, guilt racist or something?
White well, guilt. Yeah, because the thing that we were talking about was racist.
No, it wasn't. What are you talking about?
How they culturally appropriated the name of their brand.
Yeah, Trader Joe's thing. Like people were accusing Trader Joe's of being
racism. I thought you were saying Aunt Jemima racism.
No, that gave me an idea for a scene, but then
what was the scene?
It was like a writer's room for names for
like, that's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, that could be funny. Yeah, like trying to funny, make it like racist, but not racist.
Knowing myself and like, you know,
yeah, I
know my lines.
That's something that
I know
my rhymes with Lee would be like, you need to punch up, and you don't need to punch down.
Don't punch down. Yeah. Never punch down, people. We got to remember this too, because if you're
it's
like
hard to remember.
Yeah, it's hard to remember.
You gotta punch up.
You gotta.
Yeah, especially in Undertale, which I've been playing a bunch of lately. Man. Y'all don't know about it, I guess. Caroline, you don't have a Switch still? You don't?
Correct. I don't have a Switch, sadly.
Well,
you wanna make me one from scratch?
Yeah, I'll make you a Switch. Yeah.
One time, Rhymes with Brusha made me a computer from scratch.
He told me about
Brusha?
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, and
wait. Who the fuck is Russia? I mean, besides the country.
I think that his real name rhymes with menace.
Yeah, rhymes with
I don't know.
Dentist.
Menace. Yeah, rhymes with dentist.
But anyway, I like the only thing that I had heard from him. I am at a place that he is at most days. And the only thing that I've heard him say most of the time is he just walks around and he says, in a Grushin accent, he says, hell yeah, And and he only should, his name is not on the roster of sports that we play. And he only shows up when it's super busy at this sport. And so whenever he comes in, you just hear, "Hell yeah." And one day I was throwing a, like sometimes at this sport, I put, like, I have to go through like pepperonis. And pepperonis. There's like
18 for a large.
There's like these huge.
It's 18 pepperonis on a large.
There's people. Like huge chunks of pepperoni because they come in like, you know.
Big. Do you old ever bags. Just want to eat it? Like I would just want to eat the pepperonis. Yeah.
Michael's eating without his, with his gloveless hands all night during this COVID-19 pandemic.
I used to, and when I used to work there, and I was not when I used to like not know that I had ADD. I would eat all of that shit all the time, like handfuls of mozzarella. My favorite thing to do would be you get a big ass handful of mozzarella and you can like push it with your thumb into the other palm and just make this like tight ball of cheese and eat that shit like a fucking apple. And it's really good. And, you know, everybody does that at the sports place where we play this sport.
With no gloves on?
No.
They put gloves on to do that.
Most
wait, they do that with gloves. They make cheese balls with gloves. You guys eat with gloves on, or they eat with gloves on?
No, the cheese ball thing was pretty specific to me. I haven't seen anybody do that, but if there's like
no gloves,
well, no, there's a area that like shit falls into that you that falls off of the like sports pies that we make. And anyway, you're taking me on a tangent. I'm just trying to say that this guy,
okay,
I had only heard him say "Hell yeah" for like the first month that I had been attending this sports meeting. And then one night he stayed afterwards with me and some of the other folk that hang around that place. And I was like, "Dude, you all I know about you is that, you know, rhymes with Haitian box, and also
Michael, every time.
Also, that you.
It's so long, isn't it, Caroline?
No, I was like, I heard that you.
I know it's because your brain's like, this is too much.
I'm almost done. And then I was like, I also heard that like you have made a crazy ass laptop out of like basically trash, and then also that you made like a gun out of like a bunch of crazy parts from a car and a axe handle or some shit. And he was like, "Well, you have to be more specific. I make a lot of those."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Holy shit, it's really him." I gotta go pee though. We can either go to a break or y'all can chat it up for a sec.
Yeah, no, we should take a break because I have to pee too, man. I mean, let's just all go piss.
Caroline, okay, go pee.
I don't have to.
Maybe you'll drink something real quick or something.
Can you just go pee anyway, just so you don't wet the bed? Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to be right back.
All right.
Okay.
Food gripping, Henny sipping, receipt ripping, baby, it's the fucking Falcon heart. Breaking breath, taking pop, slinging, hefty
nigga.
Henny sipping, receipt ripping, baby, it's the fucking
Falcon. Bitch, I'm the man.
Ha 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 ha. Wow. Michael.
Hello.
Did you really have to even go there, man? Seriously.
It sounded like it was funny though.
It's funny.
I guess it was kind of.
What I was saying before we got on mic was funny. If you're not going to agree with that, then don't agree with it. But I just think it's silly that you would take a grocery store that, I mean, honestly, it's got some great deals.
Well, you're the king of what is funny and silly, aren't you?
It's funny that you would take a grocery store. Hey, take a grocery store.
They do have great deals, don't they? They do have great deals. You're right.
You've got your name starts with a G. And then you put beer. You say, "Hey, you want to walk around the store and drink beer? Do it." You can go grocery shopping while you drink beer. And then also there's a restaurant and maybe a place to sit on the roof and drink beer while you before you grocery shop. It's a grocery store where you can drink beer. It's too small, man.
It's too small.
It's a genius idea.
It's too small. There's too many people in there.
And who wants to drink beer at a grocery store?
Not me. I want to get fuck out of the grocery store.
Usually when I go to the grocery store, I'm drunk. And I've walked there.
Damn. Are you homeless?
So you want to drink?
Yeah.
Usually when I go to the grocery store,
I'm drunk and I've walked there. Yeah. No, but really,
hobo.
I want to go grocery shopping and drink a beer. I don't even want to shop. I just want to look. It's like when you go to the mall.
Well, just put a Camelback on and put some beer in there.
Just bring like a fucking.
I'm not going to Yeti a fucking rave in New Orleans where they search.
Dude, if you have a mustache, you can drink beer anywhere you want to.
It's true.
How come?
Because no one gives a fuck if you got like a big ass mustache.
Also, that song was Guap Dad 4000.
Oh my god.
The title of the song was Platinum Falcon. Falcon. Did you say Falcon? Because some people say Falcon.
Platinum
no,
Falcon.
I don't say Falcon. I say
Falcon.
He says
Falcon.
Okay. Falcon.
People say Falcon.
Are you Falcon with me?
Falcon with me.
Meet
bro?
The Falkers.
Are you Falcon with me, bro?
Can you milk me, Greg?
Yeah, I have nipples, Guap Dad. Can you milk me?
Can you milk me? I'm like a cat.
Dude,
can you milk a cat?
Cats have milk that they give to their to their.
So probably yeah.
So theoretically, could. Yeah, you could milk a cat. Yeah.
You can milk anything with nipples.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you're right, except for men.
I don't
men.
Think that men can make milk. Maybe with the right like mixture of hormones and stuff.
Yeah, you gotta
get it. I think it's been done.
I don't know how that would taste.
Estrogen. Probably salty.
Mine, hey, would, you know what? Mine would taste like fucking Hungry Howie's.
Acidic.
Oh, the reason that I wanted to talk about Piss in Paris frowny face was because there's a couple of things that happened when I went to go pee in Ben's bathroom earlier.
Okay.
The first one was that I went to pee, and usually when I pee, there's a mirror right in front of us, like we were talking about. That's why I brought it up earlier.
Okay.
And now there is a beautiful, like, canvas painting, it's just a picture of the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
And it's directly above the toilet, which, like we said earlier, if you're a female, I guess you don't,
because that's what we think about France.
It's
over
not
here.
That it's not that females wouldn't.
We put that shit over it's our not toilet.
That, it's not that females.
We look around.
Wouldn't
we look around?
Notice what's above the toilet. It's just that I think that men would spend more time like
actually. What looking our heads, at when we're in the bathroom, our heads actually swivel all the way around like the devil.
Oh,
so
they start bleeding. They start bleeding out of everywhere.
I was gonna say, based on most of the places I've lived, women when they're peeing probably spend more time looking at the shower curtain than what's above the toilet.
Oh, let me tell you, I've really studied those SpongeBob stickers.
Okay.
So what was
above? Oh, we've added no, to those. Saying. No, we've got minions now.
Oh, that's banana. Amazing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, banana.
Yeah, definitely spent my time looking at when I'm in there.
Yeah.
So what I thought
sometimes
of.
Sometimes you gotta poop.
Sometimes you gotta poop. What I thought of immediately when I saw the Eiffel Tower above Ben's toilet was my house.
Yeah, in the middle of the street, man.
Which was a song about a bomb or something. I don't even remember. But you've peed at my house, right, Ben?
Nope.
Caroline, you've peed at my house.
Never.
Yes, I have peed at your house.
Do you know the picture that's above my toilet?
No, I don't. Not off the top.
Caroline, can you do like backwards alphabet?
ZYXWVUT. No, that's it.
Damn, that was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
That was further than I could get.
You got a 20%.
I've memorized that part, honestly.
20%.
You got it. 6%. So, but no, I have the, it's the Eiffel Tower above my toilet.
SQR.
But it's actually a panoramic.
Life is unfair.
Of Paris. And it's a beautiful, like, black and white of a thunderstorm on the left side. And it's a really long picture. It's like probably.
Hilarious.
Probably
super long.
2 feet or 2.5 feet by like fucking 7 inches high.
It's so long, dude.
And it has the Eiffel Tower. And then there's some black cube that's by the Eiffel Tower.
Just so there's a black cube in?
No, there's a black cube that's in. Like, there's a black cube in there's a Paris. Is what I was going to say, but I like.
Like that Kanye song?
Yeah, what are those things called? They're called something.
Like the Kanye song? Because my black
Cubans
in Paris?
In Paris? Why is the song called Black Cubans in Paris?
Because Black Cubans was in Paris.
Okay. So, but no, there's literally a picture, and I've got a picture of yours.
Okay, there's a fucking
I've got a picture of mine. So, Ben, but I don't know who put the picture above there. Who selected the picture?
Who the fuck do you think put the picture up there, Michael?
All right, y'all. I gotta go.
All right, Caroline.
I love you, and please come back to Mobile soon.
Shouts out to Caroline.
I will. I'll come visit. I love you both.
Where's your Twitter?
One more shout out. The movie Identity Theft with Jason Bateman, because I love Jason Bateman. All right.
And it's also got the funny girl, because it's on my watch list. What's her name?
Yeah, it's funny, dude. It's funny to watch it, and also... Love everybody. Okay, peace and love, love, love. Bye.
Don't
love.
Go just yet. I also have one more question. Do you feel? Okay. Do you feel like your life is going in a positive path?
Jesus Christ, Michael. Yeah, yes.
All right. Love you. Text you. Right, I'll text you a song tomorrow. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Mute her.
Mute. Jesus.
Okay, but also, so. Keila got the Paris picture, right?
Keila got the Paris picture, right.
Did she?
Because
she hasn't been to my house. I don't know if she's been to my house since.
I don't know if she's been to my house since.
The picture is above my toilet.
Picture above my toilet.
Like, that's a weird. Like,
that's a weird.
Could you look up?
Life's unfair? Could I look it up?
I mean, I'm going to take a picture and post it to the Instagram when I get home.
It's
not
going to hit. I mean, it's going to hit different.
Why would you have an Eiffel Tower picture above your toilet and then I also have one that's above my toilet?
Hold on. It's going to hit different because I'm going to take so long to look this up.
This has also happened with a Polaroid picture in our windshield of our car where I was like, I did this and then that's weird that you would do that because I haven't really seen that. Anywhere else, and then you did it, and I was like, that's weird, you know? Odd that that would happen.
Yeah, dude, that is super odd.
But
let me
also,
see if this is right. Hold on.
Look, there's a frown. Life is unfair.
All right,
so
that was super loud.
The synchronicity is. Welcome to the synchronicity corner. Synchronicity, and you know, with this one, we're just going to freestyle. We're gonna make synchronicities even if none happened. But I'm gonna start off with one that actually is happening.
Synchronicity's nuts in your motherfucking forehead.
I would, but I'm recently been diagnosed with ligma.
Dude, have you ever heard of Holdma?
Yes. Hold my tomatoes off that sandwich because I don't like fart water balls. So anyway, look. The synchronicity is that you have a picture of the Eiffel Tower above your toilet,
and you also
I also have,
a have
that.
Of the
I'm
Eiffel
gonna
Tower above your toilet.
I'm
it's
gonna
very
post the
long.
Picture. Got it.
It's a very long picture.
And the next synchronicity is that
what man?
Nope. There's not really another synchronicity, but something that is. The frowny face element that Caroline couldn't stick around for, gotta get her beauty rest. And you know, it's I get it. You gotta get when you're in New York, the city that never sleeps, you gotta get some rest every now and then. We love you, Caroline, and can't wait for you to move back home forever.
Made up.
Okay. Hold on, man. What was I looking up?
Dude, you hold on, man. Cause I'm not trying to hold on anymore for you, man. I'm not ready.
Oh, the picture.
I'm not ready to keep holding on here, man.
Check it out. There's a frowny face.
I'm checking it out, man. What is it?
Here, look at that and see if you see a frowny face anywhere in the picture. And then swipe this way, and then you'll see the frowny face. It's a nail and nail holes that you can only see if you're pissing.
Yeah, you gotta be pissing.
Yeah, and he's like, and there's a nose. You don't even know. Look, your eyes might, but there's a nostril. Like, there's a nose line and a nostril. I zoomed in. Look at the nostril.
Damn. Now I'm gonna never not
exactly.
See that.
Exactly. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted.
Well, good for you, you fucking psycho.
Don't remove it. Just turn the nail.
Great. Turn the nail?
Yeah.
Turn the nail. Don't remove it. Just turn the nail.
Then it'll be a happy face.
Hey, mate, just turn the nail, man. Just don't remove it. Just turn the nail, man.
It'll be a happy face.
Turn the nail, man.
Yeah, don't remove the nail. Just turn it.
Just turn the nail,
man. And then
it'll
be a happy face.
It'll be a happy face,
man. Do you understand what I'm saying, motherfucker?
Yeah, man, just turn the nail, motherfucker.
Hey, dipshit.
Yeah, man.
Can you understand the words that are coming out of my fat-ass fucking lips?
Yeah, man, just turn the
nail. Turn the fucking nail so it looks like a happy face so that you can actually live a fucking fulfilling life instead of being a couch potato ass loser living like a goddamn redneck that injects Mountain Dew into his fucking calf muscles.
I love Mountain Dew.
You know, that's just
calves.
I'm just saying, turn the nail. Turn the nail.
Have you ever had Mountain Dew shot up in your calf?
When I was in the Marines, yeah.
Shit feels good.
It made us swim like fucking dolphin geese.
Shit feels real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever had fucking... See, voltage is more of a heady high when the Code Red sort of gives me more of a body.
That's dank. Code Red is that dank. Code Red in my veins. In my veins, Code Red.
They used to trade that shit for cockroach. What do you call the shit that comes out of your pineal gland?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Where I was locked up, this wasn't your dad's prison.
Oh, way back when you were in prison.
Yeah, sure, you could call it that, but it was actually on a remote island. And they used to trade. You could extract the
let me get this straight. They used to trade dimethyltryptamine for cock.
No, you miss. No.
Okay. Woo.
You could extract dimethyltryptamine.
Woo, boy, you better be glad you didn't just say yes.
You could extract dimethyltryptamine from the pineal glands of the cockroaches, so we would have farming. We would set out crumbs
from the cockroaches. Y'all would farm them from the cockroach brain.
We would get crumbs from the garbage.
Crumb from the scum.
Well, no, we would get crumbs from the garbage and
crumb from the scum.
Have them set in specific spots where we knew that the trustees wouldn't sweep. And then when the roaches would come through, we could catch them, breed them. And we would mine the dimethyltryptamine out of the cockroaches' brains.
Wait a minute. You telling me right now that you was breeding with cockroaches to make dimethyltryptamine?
Right.
Damn, dude, you was breeding with them?
I mean, I fucked a couple cuckoo garages.
Yeah, how's that like, man? I mean, like, what's that feel like? It's got to be kind of like, you know, dry. I guess like a bug shell.
I don't know. It was at a furry convention.
Like a crab shell or something. Like you're trying to. Have you ever tried to fuck a crab?
I didn't actually fuck an actual.
Have you ever tried to have sex with a crab?
Cockroach.
Oh, you just said, well, I had sex with some of them cockroaches.
Actually, the quote was, I have had sex with some cuckoo garages at a furry festival.
What the hell is a cuckoo garacha?
It's Latinx for cockroach.
Latinx, is that a language?
Oh shit! I can't do no more of that, dude.
What's
no
that?
More CBD for me. I'm done, boy.
It's okay. Don't worry. It's fine.
No, it's not fine,
back,
man.
Back to
It's not fine, man.
Back to why I'm here.
I got CBD psychosis.
Back to why I'm here.
I'm going crazy.
I'm looking to collect some DVDs.
Oh shit, dude. I got you, dude.
I'm basically like people all around the world I know
have. We can make time. Rumming in the stomach. Hi.
California.
I'm trying to California.
Please stop burning down the Woodstock.
California.
Oh, okay. So,
California.
Ching Chang California.
Yeah, that was some serious, like.
Red Hot.
Yeah, I mean, Red Hots. Come on, dude. Come on, dude.
Okay, so I'm on a mission to collect a bunch of DVDs. Like, when did you grow up? What are some of the classic DVDs you remember watching? What was the first DVD you ever bought?
Okay. The first DVD. I remember when we got the first DVD player that we ever got at my house. And we got the movie Big.
Do you remember going to get it, or was it a gift?
No, they came home with it one Christmas, I think. And it came with the movie Big.
So it was after everyone had opened their presents, and they went out, and they were like, all right, kids, enjoy your presents. And they came back home, and they had a DVD player.
I don't fucking know, bro. Maybe okay. Not. I was like goddamn six.
Okay. Go ahead.
And they fucking, yeah, from there we just went from like, they came home with the DVD player, sat down, plugged it in, you know what I mean? Get all the kids around there and said, hey, here's the movie Big. You know, it's a Tom Hanks classic. He turns into a, turns back into a, to an adult. He goes from a baby boy to a big guy. But he's still a baby boy inside the big guy, you know? And that was the first DVD we ever got. After that, it was... From there, we went to, let's say, Austin Powers. Probably was one of the next ones that we got, really. And then Meet the Fockers, the original one. Or Meet the Parents. Probably was what that movie was called instead of the Fockers. Before they put that in the title.
The Fockers.
Yeah, before the Fockers.
When you actually met the Fockers.
Yeah, well... And then what was some other DVDs? Perhaps we had, I don't know, I think we had Braveheart at one point. We had the Braveheart DVD. That seemed like to be one that everyone had was the Braveheart DVD. And what else we got? Loved the movie Passion of the Christ.
It's a good one.
Caviezel got struck by lightning.
Old Jimmy. Look, Do you remember, I'm just going to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do.
I'm just going to say it.
Okay, say it, man. Go ahead and say it, but I'm going to tell you, yes.
There's one specific DVD that pretty much every child
yeah.
that was born from 89 to 98 remembers.
Yep, I remember it too. Go ahead and tell them.
I want to know if you remember it.
Go ahead.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember, man. Tell them what it is. I remember it. Of course I fucking remember this DVD. Everyone had it.
I mean, we're glaring at each other intensely right now. I'm smirking like a villain in Pokemon.
It was, shit, what was that movie called? No, it was called, shit. No. It was called The Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries.
Yeah. That's a DVD everybody had. That was also one of the first DVDs that we got at my house with The Princess Diaries. You know, you sit down and
right,
watch it.
Right.
The little girl becomes a princess. She doesn't even know what's happening to her. You know what I mean? And then becomes all this and all that. She's got a limousine.
No, I do. Yeah, I remember. That was fun. Annie Hathaway's. And then he had the moped.
Annie Hathaway's in there.
The moped scene I think around that was the traffic the circle. One.
But yeah.
But yeah, Hathaway's. No, I was actually talking about. I was actually talking about the movie that was on digital video disc format that everybody got, you know, around.
That's what
our
I'm
age.
Talking about too. It's a
DVD's nuts.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh.
See, I got you. I got you there because you thought
that
it was
hit points.
Princess, the movie about Anne Hathaway, but it was
D's nuts instead. That was a
right.
lot of hit
and
points.
It, well, that was at least past a minute. We spent more than a minute on that, so.
Dude, I'm so sleepy.
Oh, you want to take a magic-y ride on the carpet?
Dude, that
Makey Mikey disappear-y?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Hold on. There's one more thing to do.
On a magic carpet ride.
Well, you don't know what a... We done fine.
Yeah.
Why
baby.
Don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride?
Oh shit! No, no. Wait. What time is it?
10:44.
It's Thursday.
Yeah, bitch.
All right.
What?
Can we go buy a food place? I'm not gonna. Would you rather me put an order in for a pizza or go buy Crystal or something? Because I gotta get food. I don't have any food at my house.
Bruh.
What's the fastest place? Is Popeye's open?
Bruh.
Crystal is fast if there's not a bunch of people. What? I was planning on ordering a pizza, but I didn't know. I thought you were gonna be like, I thought we were gonna finish and then chill and shit. But it's late. I get it. I just was planning on ordering like a Domino's or something.
Just order it to your house. Shout out to your house.
I'm not going to pay that extra money.
But you were going to order it here?
No, I was going to get it to pick up, and it'll be ready in like 12 minutes.
I'm just so sleepy, I shouldn't be behind the wheel.
That's what I'm saying.
So stretching that trip out any longer is just risking it. I might pass out.
I'm going to be honest. I can't order it to my house. Whoa. I don't have the money to do that. But I do have, because it's only $12 for... $6.99 for each one, or if you just run me by Crystal. See, I was gonna ride my bike, and you were like, "Don't worry, I will take you." And also, the bike pump you gave me has the skinny valve, but not the fat regular valve. And it had the only adapters are a football valve adapter and a weird like, you know, the weird things that come on. The end of the air hoses that I work that are pointy. They're like tapered pointy. It's weird. It's got one of those. Like you can use it as an air hose. Anyway, shout out to Bicycle Pumps.
Shout out to Bisexual Pumps. Too.
Shout out to Schrader Valves. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, shout out to Schrader Valves.
On the bicycle tires.
Yeah, bicycle tires and all that. Shout out to bicycle tires.
Watch White Lotus. Everybody out there, you sometimes things can get rough. And if everything is just like awesome in your life, then don't even worry about it.
The Taliban, dude. You gotta fight them. You gotta fight those motherfuckers, man. Seriously. Some bad motherfuckers, dude. You gotta fight them. You know? Sometimes you don't gotta fight people, but sometimes those people are the Taliban and you gotta fight them. I don't know, man.
Shout out to... What is that movie? The new Momoa movie.
Yeah, wow. Shout out to Jason Momoa.
It's called Sweet Girl. Yeah. Watch it. It's a great movie. It is. Shout out to the beach. Live as close to the beach as you can. Or die in the mountains. It's your choice. Until next time, This has been Michael Joyner.
No, I'm Ben.
And Ben Brewer. And Caroline. We have smashed the podcast. So, smashingcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
At SmashingCast on Instagram, at SmashingCast on Twitter, and Smashing the Podcast on Facebook.
Sometimes I like to imagine that there is a cast on my arm. And perhaps I'm standing next to like a brick wall or something.
And you are smashing off
the cast. Smashing the cast.
Yes.
Smashing the podcast.
And your arm is life.
Smashing cast.
And this podcast is the hammer which smashes
the casts
off of your arm that is life.
Off of your life.
Visit your local Goodwill people. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, the Goodwill people, dude. Shout out to the Goodwill people, man, because they are built out of nothing but goodwill. I mean, they have all the goodwill in the world. What about Badwill? Who's that?
That was Will Smith when he wouldn't talk to Aunt Viv.
No, have you ever seen Gemini Man?
No.
There was a bad will in that movie.
I mean, I saw you and Jim hanging out one time, but other than that, not really.
No, man, not Jim and I, man. It's a movie called Gemini Man. And, like, there's a good will and a bad will, dude.
Well, I'm going to be hunting regardless.
Yeah, both of those motherfuckers.
How about them apples?
Straight up, dude.
Good night, y'all.
How about them oranges?